This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live and in living color on this Wednesday morning. Tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world via the Internet and on the satellite, too, streaming live online. Now, a special shout goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever they're at, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. And a special shout out goes to our roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the northern tundra of the frozen tundra in America, plus the Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Thanks for what you do. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded under Judeo-Christian values, and we will not let you forget that. Well, Kyle, there's a brouhaha going on right now, and if you were to listen to the mainstream media, one of the Alphabet Soup Network stations, or read the Washington Post, or the AP, the brouhaha is over Attorney General Barr and the president supposedly feuding over the Trump tweets, and Barr says he's going to resign. That's the rumor. However, the Attorney General's spokesman said he has no plans to resign and said the Washington Post and the mainstream media were conjuring up the story. Now, you go ahead and explain, and we'll see if you get it right, and if not, I'll take a crack at it. What are they doing? What are they doing?
Well, Captain, this is, one of those things where I think the news media and the Democrat elite in particular, but working alongside the news media, most of the news media, they're trying to make that the news cycle, make that a critical mass factor, that somehow, all is not well in the administration, and perhaps, Attorney General Barr, who's a very good attorney general and very good for the Trump administration, would somehow lead and then just to create this chaos there. They would love that to happen, but I don't think that that's the case at all.
Right. And, oh, by the way, we got some people chiming in. I'm going to say hello to them right away. Good morning to LJ. Good morning to, Terry up in Nashville, Tennessee. Good morning to Sam the Paper Man. We got some other folks here. Let's see who's in here. Good morning to Bill. Good morning to Chuck. He's up in Ocala. Good morning to Chris. Good morning to Tammy. Hello to Donna up in Georgia. Hello to Greg. I believe he's up in Georgia right now from Florida. Hello to Mark. Hello to Bugler Bob. And let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, and hello to Catwoman and Road Dog. They just chimed in. And by the way, they told me I got to remember the farmers.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and hello to Linda, too. I think she just chimed in the chat room.
Yeah, LJ.
Oh, LJ, great.
Yeah. Now, the thing of it is, they're trying to, the mainstream media is trying to create a rift and get the people going, because what they want to do is anything they can do to hurt this president in any way they can. And they're going on what the attorney general said over the weekend when he said, well, he didn't particularly care for some of the tweets the president was making, this, that, and the other. But that didn't mean he was going to resign over it. I mean, you know, they took words and stretched them out to make it into something else, and it's just not true. He's not going anywhere. Barr has got so much stuff going on right now, positive, that he's going nowhere.
Well, exactly right. And there's just too much at stake. There's too much at stake in our republic, Captain, for Attorney General Barr to somehow say, well, that's enough, I can't stand the tweets. You know, we live in a very different political universe than we did even 4 years ago, even 5 years ago, or certainly even when Barack Obama was up and coming. Social media was kind of new in the general sense, and they were using that to their advantage. But now the tweeting is one of those, probably the primary way that and Trump communicates.
It's the main way that the president can get his message out, because the mainstream media sure as hell isn't going to do it. So this is how he can directly communicate with the people. That's what he's doing, and I get it, and I thoroughly understand it, and even though sometimes he says some things that are questionable, hey, so what? I do it too.
Well, right. Well, you know, when television even came along, that was a major blow to the ability to filter the information that was coming from politicians, especially the President of the United States. And that changed the game completely. And now social media and the Internet have changed it again. But you see, Captain, that you have a lot of people in the mainstream media who want to be the filter. Not only do they want to filter it, they want to filter out all the good things that are happening around the country. And you're only, you know, if you're an alien and you landed on the Earth and all you could do was watch CNN or something, you'd think that it's 100% nonstop bad things that President Trump does 24/7. You'd get such a skewed idea of what's going on.
Well, that's what CNN is. That's what MSNBC is. That's what ABC and CBS are. They are actually negative broadcasts. There's nothing positive about what they do. I mean, my God, you get a positive news story out there, and it's very tough to get them to do anything that's in a positive nature. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more in the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And thank you all for tuning in tonight. It's going to be a great night. And by the way, thank you very much to everybody at the Tampa Trump Club tonight. Another big crowd, another exciting crowd. And Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with nagging pain and you've been trying a lot of different things and maybe it's not working for you, or maybe you got some side effects with the stuff that you're taking, how about trying something all natural that's actually good for you for a change? It's called Relief Factor, and it's all natural. It's not narcotic. It will help with your arthritis, your back pain, your neck pain, your shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain. I've been taking it for 3 years and 10 months, so I know it works for me. And let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, because in 3 weeks you'll know whether or not it's going to work for you, and it's only $19.95 to start with. Now, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and find out what that can do for you. $19.95, the 3-week quick start at the website, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to take a call from a listener here. We got one on the telephone. Good morning, caller. You're from San Antonio, is that correct?
Right. Good morning. I just wanted to add, you were talking about the president and Mr. Barr.
Right.
And the thing is that my theory is that the reason the mainstream media is creating this rift between them is because they know that Barr is getting too close to his investigation.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, he's getting too close to them.
Yep.
And they're scared that there's going to be indictments.
Yep.
You know?
Well, you're absolutely correct, ma'am. And, again, I want to thank you for calling in from San Antonio. And what was your name again?
Norma.
Okay, Norma, thank you very much. And we're going to talk about that right now. So thank you very much, and keep on listening. Tell your friends, my dear. All right, that's
okay. Goodbye.
Yep, that's Norma in San Antonio. And Kyle, she's absolutely right. Barr is getting close. Durham is getting close. This other U.S. attorney they brought in from Missouri is getting close. He's coming in to check the checkers, okay? And the bringing in U.S. attorneys from outside of the Washington D.C. area because they're not involved in the swamp.
Well, exactly right. And I appreciate what Norma from San Antonio was saying. And by the way, San Antonio is such a beautiful city.
Yeah, it is.
Right? And, but I appreciate that so much because that's exactly what's happening. And when you see, of course, the level of intensity that happened just because Trump won the election, and because you have so many of these people that are into this, that, or the other thing, and they're working together on whatever it is that they're doing, if that all starts coming to light, they know that their house of cards literally will come down. And so that's why I think you even had the intensity of, let's try and impeach Trump on anything. We'll make it up if we have to. They have to stop them. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that happened yesterday that got everybody out and about and wandering around and the Democrats turning upside down and backwards was the commutation of the sentence of Governor Rod Blagojevich, the Democratic governor of Illinois, who was supposed to be doing 14 years, and he did 8 of his 14, and his sentence was commuted. But you also had pardons for a former New York City police commissioner, who, in my opinion, was a hero during 9-1-1. I saw him operate. I was right there at Ground Zero, watching him and the fire commissioner and Mayor Rudy Giuliani and all that was going on in New York City, and those guys held it together. They held this country together. And then there was Eddie DiBartolo, the junior, the former owner of the San Francisco 49ers, who you might remember had to sell the team because he got caught up in a gambling deal.
That's right. That's right. I understand. I think he relocated to Florida, in fact, into the Tampa, near the Tampa area.
Yeah, well, he is. He's right here in the area, and he's done very well for the community, and he's an investor down here. He's a real estate investor, and he's doing very well there, too. And let's see, who is this? This is this Melvin? Okay, it's Mel. Yeah, Mel up in Saratoga Springs is chiming in. He's saying a big salute to you, Captain. The president is known worldwide as the world's greatest rope salesman. And the propaganda arm of the demon rat party is buying every inch he has for sale. Well, there's some truth to that, too, isn't there?
Well, sure. Oh, absolutely. And I might add as well about Blagojevich and Bernard Carrick. Both the president, I think, commented on their sentences, basically, or at least on Blagojevich's sentence. He thought it was a much harsher sentence, perhaps, than he would think would be normal. And then also in Carrick's situation, I think he got well over the recommended sentence guidelines. So is the president sort of giving us an idea of how he might approach something to do with, say, Roger Stone or even General Michael Flynn?
And I don't have any problem with him pardoning people because, again, I'm going to be tomorrow night, Thursday night, I'm going to be with Army retired First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence. Remember him?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, he was pardoned by the president because he was railroaded by the U.S. Army under the Obama administration for following orders, doing what he was told to do. And if I'd been in the same position and somebody was coming at me and we told them to stop and they didn't stop and it was two guys on a motorbike and you didn't know whether or not they had a bomb on them or not, you're darn right I would have taken them out. You're darn right I would have.
Well, you have to protect your fellow, fighting men right next to you as well. Exactly. Yeah. And but that's a power that the president has. And he's exercising that power, and it must just light the Democrats' brains on fire or something when he does stuff like this, because none of this computes to them. They still live in a world, and it's so cliche to say.
Well, they live in their own world, and the world that they live in is the socialist world. And if you remember right, we have to understand we're dealing with people that are justice Democrats. Remember we talked about that the other night?
Yeah,
this is a bunch of people we're talking with and to, and there's a bunch of them that have filtered their way through the Democratic Party as, quote, Democrats, and they're not Democrats. They're communists. And believe it or not, Bernie Sanders is not a socialist. He's a communist.
Well, I've often referred to him as a communist dupe.
All right.
I think that that's his leanings from what I can tell, but I think that he has, for some reason, over the last 30 to 40 years, right, he was completely into the Soviet Union. He went there. He lauded
his honeymoon over there.
Had his honeymoon. I mean, you know, if we want to talk about it, people in Russia that might have something on a presidential candidate, or God forbid, an actual president of the United States, my goodness, you had your honeymoon in Russia?
I mean, or somebody that might be working as an agent for the Soviet Union, because guess what? They are on very good terms with them. You got to look no further than Bernie Sanders.
Yeah,
it's right. And see, what these people do is they do it right in plain sight. Right in plain sight. So you look at it and you think, nah, it couldn't be. But guess what? Maybe it is.
Well, right. But see, here's the thing. I've always often thought that Bernie Sanders, and I sometimes bristle a little bit at the idea of just that this is some kind of horse race in the media. Was Bernie up today? He's down tomorrow, and that kind of thing. But to me, he's always been a non-starter because he doesn't seem to comport with the American system. I mean, what he's talking about is not managing the system; it's a revolution.
And by the way, I forgot about something because we kind of got sidetracked here. But the Attorney General Barr, has set up the prosecutor for the Russia and Ukraine investigations that are going on. He's got two different people involved in that besides Durham. Mr. Durham has got a very wide open investigation going on, and I still believe, and I'm not holding out hope, I honestly believe that Durham has got them all headed for the hills because they know his reputation. He's very good at what he does, and he's going to nail somebody.
I think so. And you know what the American people love, Captain? They love the truth.
Yep.
And that's why during the impeachment hoax, that was something that the American people looked at it and said, there's no truth here. There's no critical mass. There's nothing going on. And they tuned out in droves. And they voted with their eyeballs because they weren't going to sit there and watch the thing all day long. And so they understood what was going on. But they want the truth. If they find out about some of these different characters, you watch, the American people will be calling for justice.
Well, they're already calling for justice because they understand that justice hasn't been done in a lot of cases, and it's something that we're going to see more of, in my humble opinion. But again, when it comes to the Attorney General, folks, what we've told you, and I'll repeat this because we're going to be going to break, do not buy the lie about, well, the Attorney General is going to resign because the Washington Post and CNN says so and MSNBC says so. Hey, think of the source, number one, and number two, just go take a look at the headline that the Attorney General's spokesman came out and said he has no plans to resign. Period. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Trump administration and their crackdown on the immigration situation and the special CBP unit that's out roaming around the big blue cities. They're not going to like what's coming their way. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich is now free from jail. He was released from federal prison in Colorado after his sentence for trying to sell President Obama's vacated Senate seat was commuted by President Trump. The president spoke to reporters at Joint Base Andrews about commuting the 14-year prison sentence of his former Celebrity Apprentice contestant.
Very far from his children. They're going to high school now, and they rarely get to see their father.
The president has also pardoned a former NYPD commissioner who lied about his taxes while trying to become Homeland Security Secretary.
I just pardoned Bernie Garrick, a man who's had many recommendations from a lot of good people.
Also, the president granted clemency to financier Michael Milken, who pleaded guilty for violating U.S. securities laws. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man, who happens to be hanging on my telephone right now. And before we get to him, I need to tell you this segment of the program is brought to you by our good friends at Geico. That's G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. Now, you can go to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can get a quote over there on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Also, they'll also insure your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo, and they can even help you with your homeowner's insurance and renter's insurance too. Now, the good thing about it is if you bundle your homeowner's insurance with a car, it makes the car insurance cheaper, and that's good. And it doesn't go up, it gets lower as a result of that. And if you're a safe driver every year, like I've been since I've been on with them, you get a safe driver discount. So your policy doesn't really jump up the way you hear some people are going, well, mine went up 7%, 8%, etc. Nope, not mine, not mine. All right, so Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Go over there and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Again, very good at what they do. By the way, Geico stands for the Government Insurance Company. That's what they were. They were set up for a bunch of government employees and all that stuff, but then they opened it up for everybody and anybody that's out there, I don't know, about maybe a decade or so ago. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, the Trump administration is cracking down on immigration, and in particular in the big blue cities across the country. Now, they challenged the president and said, well, we're a sanctuary city and we're not going to do this or we're not going to do that. And the president said, okay. So now this is what we're doing. He's got the Special Customs and Border Patrol unit. It's kind of like a special operations unit, if you will, that was working down on the border, going after the druggies and all that sort of stuff that were coming in. And they've got them now deployed to the streets of our big blue cities where they're going after the people that are on warrants, they need to deport, and they're dangerous people. And then also going into the jails where these sheriffs, some of them are holding people that should have already been turned over to INS and deported, and there's not a whole heck of a lot they can do about that.
Well, no, Captain, and you know, these Border Patrol officers are known as BORTAC. They're the Border Patrol Tactical Unit. They're among these officers that are going to be deployed. They're similar to police SWAT teams in that they're heavily armed. They have training that they undergo.
They're a paramilitary unit.
Exactly, and they're going to be going to New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Houston, Boston, New Orleans, others, Newark and New Jersey, and so forth. So they are absolutely serious about this, because, Captain, we have a recidivism rate here of some of these different illegal aliens that have been caught, or they're still in the system, or they're still here in the country, and they're doing terrible crimes. Now, of course, the big question is, why do Democrats in particular, the Democrat leadership, why do they not want to have people who have committed crimes in this country, not have them deported, and have this whole sanctuary city, resistance movement, as it were? Well, the only reason is that one would think is illegal voting. They believe that they're their constituency, and that is a very, very strange thing, I think, for a lot of people to comprehend.
By the way, I was thinking about something the other day with Bloomberg making a comment about the farms.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is just take a seed of corn and feed corn nuts and stick it in the ground and give it a little water and it's going to grow. Has he been watching Johnny Appleseed?
I don't know what he's been watching, to be honest.
Have you been to a modern farm lately and see how they plant corn, how they plant anything with those big row of planters that go in there and they disc up the ground, and then it drops the seeds in the ground, but it also covers it up? Have you seen those?
Well, I have driven through our beautiful California Central Valley, where the farmers, grow the crops and the almonds and the citrus and all these things, and I just marvel at it. It's so beautiful to drive through, but I have seen the big heavy equipment. But you know, Captain, I think that statements, and this isn't just the only statement Bloomberg has made, that seems like he oversimplifies completely what other people do for a living in many respects. I got to tell you, I consider myself, pretty okay in the intellectual department, but I got to tell you, it's hard to be a farmer.
Oh, I know.
And I don't think I could tackle that. I really don't.
I was born and brought up on a farm, and my dad had a 3-acre truck garden, okay, that he used to grow produce there, and then not only did he sell it there on the farm, because we had a fruit farm, 10,000 trees, apples, pears, peaches, and grapes as well. And not only would he sell it at the farm, we had a retail store on the farm, which a lot of farmers didn't have, but we were on a 4-lane main highway, US 20, called the Cherry Valley Turnpike, and it was very well traveled years back, because it was before the New York Thruway was completed. But even after that, people would still come that way, because that was the scenic route across New York State, east to west. And my dad would have this truck garden, and the funniest thing was is when we'd plant carrots. Have you ever had to plant carrots?
I have not, to be honest, no.
Well, the seeds are very small, and the problem with that is you got to really get them thinly scattered out there, and then you have to come back and you have to thin out the carrots to make sure that you get something that's a little big. And my dad says to me, says, okay, I want you to take this thing of carrots, and I forget how long it was. It was a pretty good-sized bag. Might have been maybe 50 feet long or something like that. Says, I want you to take this bag of carrots and I want you to run like hell to the other end and just keep on going. It wasn't doing it in the ground. It was hilarious. Yeah. And even then, after it grew, we had to come back and get on our hands and knees thin the smaller carrots out so that the bigger carrots would be bigger carrots. But it was funny.
Well, see, but that all comes from experience, know-how. It's an art and a science.
Yeah.
And, you know, Captain, mm-hmm. I think that, again, if Bloomberg wants to demonstrate that he's detached from regular people who have to work really hard at their jobs in order to make a living, and they don't have the housekeeper who loses a Scrabble for you, that's a big deal.
All right, well, back to the president. President Trump says that he might sue over the Mueller probe and the Stone trial. I don't know what he's going to sue over, but that's what we're hearing.
Well, yeah, this came from a tweet earlier where he said, in the first part of it, he says, if I wasn't president, I would sue everybody all over the place, but then said, well, maybe I still will, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's just, the president just letting off some steam or just also just kind of messing with their minds a little bit.
Yeah, you know? And then you've got the coronavirus, because right now the death toll is top 2,000 globally, and I forget how many people have come down with it, but wasn't it like 78 or almost 80,000?
There is an awful lot of cases that we understand exactly. So that is getting into that range from last that I heard. And you absolutely are looking at, and especially in different places now, not just in China, but we have other cases that are being reported in different, obviously different parts of the world.
Now,
this is far from over.
Now, the other thing that's happened here, Bernie Sanders is not happy. His campaign announced that they are going to request an Iowa caucus recount.
Yes, exactly. Well, because Bernie Sanders is, for all intents and purposes, at least perceived as the front runner.
Yep.
They believe they're going to do well in Las Vegas this coming Saturday.
Yep.
They believe they're going to do well in South Carolina. And, if that continues, you've got, and this is where the Bloomberg factor comes in. It's going to be, to a lot of, some voters have said it's anybody but Trump, but now the Democrats probably are thinking anybody but Bernie, at least for their nomination. Because he just it's too much of an upset, obviously, for them, and I think Bernie Sanders is a non-starter for other reasons.
And finally, an NBC poll came out yesterday. This is an NBC poll. Bernie is at the top of the pack. Joe Biden has sunk, and now Bloomberg has surged and is running second in that poll.
Exactly. Well,
19 points.
Well, he's bought his way through that with all these ads.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, my 8-year-old daughter sees nothing but but Michael Bloomberg ads on her squishy makeover YouTube videos that she watches. And so he's cornering the 8-year-old market. There's no doubt about it. But he's spent all this money. But all that does is get people to hear his commercial. But if they start listening to him, especially how he does in the debates, they're going to be knives out for Bloomberg. They do not want him to progress any further.
All right. Well, we're running out of time. The music is about to start, so tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you again tomorrow night, and here comes the music.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. And that's Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. KyleWarrenShow.com, the website, to find out more about him and to listen to his program. All righty. We're coming back, and we're going to do the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And, yeah, we got more snow and more rain, and this time we've got some really bad thunderstorms and possibly a tornado or two in the mix in the south, the deep south. So it's not going away. And by the way, the frozen tundra is frozen tonight. I'll tell you all about it.
The Captain's America Third Watch.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tell you live and die.
party. That's a little Delbert McClinton standing on shaky ground, an oldie but goodie. And that was from Austin City Limits many years ago. I mean, heck, it must have been 20, 25 years ago when he did that song. But Delbert McClinton, and of course, he's still around and doing his stuff. But it is what it is. All right, the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Those Flying J's, you know what they're all about, especially if you're out there in the north and the west where they started out at, in the northwestern part of the U.S. of A and Utah and all that. But the Pilots and the new travel centers that they've got have just sprung up all over the place. And guess what? Not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because they're a full-service truck stop. Now, another system will impact the southern U.S. over the next 2 or 3 days, probably into the weekend. Unfortunately, it's going to have more heavy rain with the possibility of flooding expected across the saturated region from Texas to South Carolina and, of course, right through the middle of Mississippi again. Here's the problem tonight in Mississippi. The same areas that have been getting rain are getting rain again. And you're getting a lot of it. And you've even got in that area around Jackson, Mississippi, you've got severe thunderstorm warnings tonight. You've had a tornado watch up tonight. That's now over into Georgia, headed towards Atlanta, that system. So we'll see what happens there. But the rain is intense and still raining. And we tried to tell you that that was going to happen. By the way, there's also some rain along the coastline tonight in northeastern Georgia, up around Savannah, and then up along South Carolina, going up towards Charleston. So you'll have rain up in that area, too. But, okay, a couple of pockets of heavy snow is also expected from the central Rockies to the central plains, and even some accumulations from the parts of Tennessee to portions of North Carolina and Maine, where it's snowing right now. And upstate New York, the lake effect snow machine just started about an hour ago. Just about the time we went on the air, the lake effect snow machine up off Lake Ontario in New York started up again. So I-90 and U.S. 104 across Oswego County, and down below there by about Waterloo, all the way towards Syracuse, you have got snow right now. But, of course, going north up along Lake Ontario, you've got much heavier snow. Now, way up in the northern part of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you've got snow way up there. You've got a gale warning tonight up on Lake Superior and parts of Lake Huron. And if you're going over into the extreme northern part of Wisconsin, it's going to be very cold up there tonight in northern Wisconsin, especially if you're going up there towards Green Bay and further north. And up in the northern part of Minnesota, by the way, this includes part of Minneapolis, up in the part of northern Minnesota and western Minneapolis, up all the way to the Canadian border, you've got very cold temperatures tonight there. Over in North Dakota, two-thirds of North Dakota tonight, very cold, wintry temperatures. Also in the northern part of Montana tonight, so be advised of that. Now, there is snow right now across a lot of Nebraska. It's kind of on an angle. I don't know if Al's getting snow tonight or not, but it's kind of on an angle to where you got to come about halfway across the state on I-80 to find it. But you'll find it all the way to Omaha, into the western part of Iowa. And then down in Wyoming, coming up 76 out of Denver, you will find it when you get on 76 headed to I-80. So there'll be snow in that area over there, probably over to North Platte, it looks like, right now. And then you do have snow in the southeastern part of Colorado tonight. Certainly Lyman's involved in this, Lamar's involved in this, and over in the western part of Kansas tonight, you're going to have snow inland for about from the Colorado border. It looks like about 50 miles in there, you're going to have snow. Now, all across I-40 tonight, Amarillo, over into about 40, 50 miles east, you've got a high wind advisory there tonight. In Amarillo, snow could be coming into the picture. Just all depends on what happens there in the next couple of hours. because next hour in the next report, I'll be able to tell you a little bit better about where that snow's going. And, of course, all week long, we've had fog along the Gulf. All week long. It's been patchy or spotty in some areas, but if you're going west of, including Mobile, Alabama, all the way across Mississippi on I-10 and Louisiana on I-10, all the way to New Orleans, and then over to where you pick up 55 to go north, you've got pea soup fog in there, so be careful. Very dense fog, so be very careful. And then you've got some fog along the coast of the Gulf, over towards Beaumont and over towards Dallas and all the way down towards the border. There is some patchy fog in there, but where it's at, it's really heavy. So that's what you're looking at tonight when it comes to the highways and the byways. Now, again, the pilot in Flying J brings you your trucker's highway and byway report. Really, some pretty good facilities there right now. Let's just take a look at Flying J for a minute. In the Flying J's, you'll find a sit-down Denny's or a Huddle House or a Moe's Southwest Grill. And, of course, they got all the amenities. They got the truck parking, the big lot, the cat scales, the TransFlow Express travel documents, trip packs, truck watches, and many of the truck stops are one close by. Audiobook rentals, payphones, high-speed internet kiosks, ATMs, Western Union check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, which usually stems out into the parking lot, too, and lounges with the big screen televisions for professional drivers. So that's all there at a Flying J. Now, you'll also find some of that at some of the pilots, the pilot travel centers, which are the bigger end of the pilot, not just the self-service pull-in, which they still have those, but the ones that have the restaurant in them. And some of them even have, some of the pilot travel centers even have a shop, a repair shop there, because they were another truck stop chain and Pilot took them over and away you go. But check it out. Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And you're going to like what they've done with them too, by the way. You're going to really like what they've done with them because, again, I've been in there and the food is pretty good, pretty doggone good. And in the Pilots, you're liable to find a Wendy's or an Arby's or a McDonald's. Could find a Chester's Chicken or a full-service Dairy Queen, a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, too. And you never know. Might even find one of the full-service Dunkin' Donut shops in there, too. You'll like those. Depends on where it is you're going and what part of the country you're in. So there you go. Pretty much Dunkin' Donuts are in the, with the Flying J and the Pilots, anyway. They're in the northeastern part of the U.S. over towards Ohio. That's about where they stop. So now you know. All right, we're coming back right after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to pay their bills with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're going to get into the conversation again about Andrew McCabe. Remember we talked about him last night? Well, we got some more information about him, so we're going to talk about him when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch live from Tampa, Florida.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.